Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a base wobble shape playbook for old school jungle and DNB in Ableton Live 12, and the mission is very specific. Crisp transients up top, dusty mids in the middle, and a sub that stays rock solid underneath everything. The big idea here is that in drum and bass, especially jungle flavored stuff, the bass is rarely just one static patch looping around. It behaves more like edited phrases. Lil answers, short stabs, wobble changes, filter opens and texture shifts all interact with the break. So instead of thinking, how do I make one bass sound? Think, how do I build a bass performance I can edit like a drum loop? That's the vibe. Start by loading a MIDI track with a stock instrument. Waveatable is a great choice because it gives us a lot of movement options without leaving Ableton's native tools. You can also use Operator if you want something cleaner and more focused, but for this lesson, Waveatable is a nice sweet spot between control and character. Now set up a simple chain or an instrument rack with two layers. One chain is your sub, the other is your mid-wobble layer. On both chains, put utility first so you can control width properly. Keep the sub fully mono. That means width at 0%. For the mid layer, you can leave a little width if needed, but keep it controlled. We're not making a huge wide bass preset here. We're making a bass that can survive a chopped breakbeat and still hit hard in a club. On the sub chain, keep it simple. Use a sine or near sine source. No fancy movement, no chorus, no big detune. If you want a touch of character, add a little saturator with soft clip-on, just enough to bring out harmonics. Maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive. That's it. The sub should behave like a mix tool. Stable, focused, and clean. If your kick is centered around one low area, don't fight it. Choose your bass notes so the sub supports the groove without piling directly on top of the kick every single time. A quick spectrum check can help, but the main thing is to keep the low end controlled and uncluttered. In this style, the sub should feel present, not flashy. Now for the fun part, the dusty mid layer. This is where the attitude lives. Start with a saw-based Waveatable or something similarly rich. Then shape it with a filter, either inside Waveatable or with auto filter after it. We are aiming for movement that feels wobbly and alive, but not like a shiny modern EDM wobble. More grime, less gloss. A good starting range for the filter cutoff is somewhere in the low mids up into the upper mids, depending on how exposed you want the sound. Add a bit of resonance, but don't overdo it. You want a tone that has character, not a piercing whistle. Then set up motion with an LFO sync to the tempo. Try rates like 1/8, dotted 1/8, or quarter notes. The exact rate depends on the groove, but the important part is that the wobble shape changes from phrase to phrase. And that's the key idea in this lesson. Wobble shape playbook. Not one automation curve for the whole track. Multiple shapes. Short open close pulses. Longer sweeps for transitions. Stepped movement for a rough, robotic feel. Slightly more open accents on certain notes. You're basically giving the bass different personalities across the phrase. Write the MIDI like a phrase, not a loop. A lot of beginners fill every beat, but old-school jungle bass often breathes. Make a 2-bar or 4-bar idea with short notes, a few held notes, and intentional gaps. Think in terms of statement and response. Bar 1 says something. Bar 2 answers. Bar 3 adds a variation. Bar 4 gives you a pickup or a stop-start moment. That space matters. A bassline with deliberate holes will usually feel heavier than one that tries to play every second. Leave room for the snare, the ghost notes, and the tiny break accents. In jungle, the drums and bass should feel like one machine, not two separate parts fighting for attention. Use MIDI editing as your first transient tool. Before you even touch more plugins, shorten a few note starts and endings. Tighten the note lengths. Pull the release down where needed. Change velocities so the first note of each phrase hits a little harder. A lot of what people think is mix punch is really just good MIDI editing. For transient definition on the mid layer, you've got a few stock options. Drum bus can add nice edge if you use it lightly. A bit of drive, a small transient boost, and usually no boom or very little. Saturator with soft clip can also help the mid layer feel more assertive. If you want a more percussive old school feel, don't smooth everything out. Let the mid bass be a little clipped, a little talky, a little rough around the edges. Now, one of the strongest moves in this lesson is resampling. Once you have a phrase that feels good, bounce it to audio. This is where the edit mentality really comes alive. After resampling, cut the audio into chunks. You can reverse a tail into a transition. Shorten the start of a note for a tighter hit. Duplicate one slice and mute the next for a stutter. Pull one hit earlier for a syncopated push. Fade the end of a note so the break gets more room. This is how you turn a bass patch into a real arrangement tool. Instead of relying on non-stop automation, You freeze a good movement, then edit it like audio. That's classic jungle energy right there. It often sounds more intentional and more raw than endlessly tweaking a live synth patch. If you want to go a step further, you can load the resampled bass into simpler in slice mode and rebuild it as playable chops. That's great for making stabby edits, dragged notes, and stop-start phrases that feel like they came from a hardware resample chain. Honestly, if the mid layer starts getting too busy, that's usually a sign to bounce it and treat it as disposable texture. Editing audio is faster, and it usually gives you a dirtier, more believable result. Now let's talk about making room for the break. In old-school DNB and jungle, the bass and drums need to breathe together. If the bass is too continuous, the break loses its snap. If the bass is too sparse, the drop loses pressure. So line up the bass hits with the drum accents. Let the bass answer the snare. Leave space where the ghost notes and flams are doing their thing. Don't let long bass tails smear over the most important break transients. On the bass bus, use EQA to clean up any mud, especially around the low mids. If things get boxy or cloudy, carve a little around the 200 to 400 Hz range. If the mid layer starts getting raspy, tame the upper mids a bit. Keep checking the balance against the drums. The bass should feel heavy, not foggy. You can also shape the break lightly with drum bus if needed. A little transient boost can help the drum crack. Just don't crush it. Overcompressing the break makes the bass edits feel disconnected, and we want the whole groove to feel like one arrangement. As the drop develops, automate the wobble shapes over time. Don't keep the same motion for the whole section. Open the filter a little more over the first phrase. Switch the LFO rate from 1/8 to 1/16 for a more nervous feel. Increase distortion slightly into a switch up. Move the wavitable position from hollow to more aggressive. Open the stereo width just a touch in the mid layer during a fill bar. A strong structure can look like this in your head. The first four bars stay restrained and spacious. The next four bars add more movement and maybe an extra accent. Then the following phrase gets heavier, dirtier, or shifted up a register. After that, pull it back a little so the drop stays DJ-friendly and doesn't become a wall of sound. That kind of shape keeps the bassline alive without losing clarity. And here's a great coach note. Check it quietly. If the wobble still reads when your monitoring level is low, that usually means the harmonic content is right. You don't want to rely on volume alone. The dusty midrange needs to be audible in a real-world mix, not just impressive in solo. If the bass starts sounding too polite, add grit in the mid layer, not the sub. That could mean a little more saturator, a touch of overdrive, or even a subtle redux for grain. Keep it controlled, though. The point is dusty and readable, not fizzy and destroyed. The best DNB bass often lives in that sweet zone, where it feels rough, but the kick and snare still cut through cleanly. A few extra tricks can really help here. Tiny pitch slides between notes can give the line a more human, old-school feel. A quiet noise layer filtered high can add dust and edge without changing the low end. A bandpass filter on the mid layer can make it sound more tunnel-like or radioactive in a breakdown. And sometimes the strongest move is simply a short call and response gap every four bars. In darker DNB, space can feel heavier than constant sound. For your practice, build one four-bar phrase with a sub-layer and a mid-layer. Program at least six notes and leave at least two rests. Automate filter cutoff, wavitable position or LFO amount, and distortion drive. Then resample it, cut it into slices, and make one variation with a reversed slice, a shortened hit, or a moved stutter. Loop it against a chopped break at about 170 BPM and listen carefully. Is the sub stable? Are the mids dusty but still readable? Do the edits leave space for the snare? If it feels too full, remove one note before you add another effect. If it feels too weak, add harmonic dirt before you reach for more volume. That's a good rule for the style. So to recap, build bass in two layers, keep the sub clean and mono, let the mid layer carry the grime, write the bass like edited phrases, and use resampling to turn your wobble shapes into arrangement material. In jungle and old school DNB, movement plus restraint is the formula. That's how you get bass that hits hard, breathes with the drums, and still sounds properly gritty. All right, now take that idea into Ableton Live 12 and start carving your own wobble playbook.